You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth study of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now, contending for the faith. In this regular feature, Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here's this week's question. Dear Dave and Tom, I'm puzzled about Matthew 7:11 regarding the depravity of man. Jesus said we are evil, but then he implies that we can do good things. That's certainly evident in verse 12. How can we who are evil do something good?
Dave, let me read Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 11. This is Jesus speaking, as the writer mentions. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Verse 12 as well. Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. First of all, Dave, it's amazing for people today, the Episcopalians and anybody else who takes exception to the scriptures, that they say, "What are you doing? You're trying to tell us that we're evil?" Well, Jesus said it, and we can give a lot of other verses to support that idea. It's not exactly building one's self-esteem or...
So the question was, how can, if we're evil, how can we do any good? And the Bible indicates we can. Yeah. So that relates to the tea and tulip of the Calvinists, total depravity. Because in the Old Testament, in Genesis chapter 6, God looked down, he saw the imagination of man's heart was only evil continually. And then if you went to Psalm 14, for example, it's quoted in Romans, mm-hmm. chapter 3, there's none that understandeth, none that seeketh after God, they're all gone out of the way. So you can't seek God, you're totally depraved, you're dead like a corpse, and somehow God is going to have to give you some life before you could even open your ears, and then he'll give you the faith to believe the gospel. But Tom, right there in that passage that this person brought before us, we seem to have a contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're totally evil, how can we do any good? You could go back to the Old Testament. A Philistine king, I think he was, Abimelech was his name. And after Abraham and Sarah, they pretend that she's his sister, and he's about to take her to be his wife, and he's warned of God in a dream.
The king, that is.
Yeah, the king is. And he says to Abraham, "Why would you do this evil to me? You could have brought judgment upon my household." And here are his words. "I have done unto you nothing but good." Okay, and here we have, Jesus says, you're evil, but you know how to give good gifts to your children. Mm-hmm. You can do good things. We are exhorted to do good and to pursue peace with all men.
Dave, verse 13, 14 says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction." In other words, we can make a choice. There are some good things that we can do.
Exactly. So all through the Bible we're commanded. So what does the Scriptures teach? Well, it's the natural bent of my heart. I'm mm-hmm. selfish. I'm going to take care of myself.
So we are evil.
Absolutely evil. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. Mm-hmm. And yet we're told to do good. Now, Tom, then we'd have to say, well, even when we seem to do good things, we do it for selfish reasons.
Right.
To receive the praise from men, or because I don't really have a choice, or I want to get reciprocated. Somebody do good to me, you scratch my back, I'll scratch mm-hmm. yours.
Well, in part, isn't it part of the golden rule, Dave?
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So, Tom, it's not that we are totally incapable of doing anything good at all, because a mother will go into a burning building to sacrifice her life for her child that's in there. But there are instances, and I think there are probably half a dozen or more. One not too long ago, where an unsaved, as far as I know, soldier throws himself on a hand grenade to save the lives of his buddies. Now, I would say that is a great goodness, self-sacrifice. Where would you get the motive for that?
Mm-hmm.
So we have stories in history of men who rose to great heights of goodness, and they got nothing out of it in order to benefit others. And yet, our hearts are deceitful, Scripture says.
Mm-hmm.
Above all things, desperately wicked. And David says, "Search me, O God, try my heart." So we don't even know our own motives for doing things. But to say that I'm totally depraved, as Calvinism says, and I can't even respond, I can't even believe the gospel, well, we only need to go to Isaiah 55, for example, where it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found." Well, wait a minute. But Psalm 14, quoted by Paul in Romans 3, says, "There's none that seeketh after God." But you can go through the Old Testament, dozens of scriptures. "I sought the Lord and was found, and I found him." So it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him turn unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him." So it's kind of a mixed bag, Tom. We are evil, but we are not totally depraved to the point that we don't recognize the difference between good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
We can do good, but that's not going to save us, of course.
And that's the important thing.
Because once you're a sinner, you're a sinner. Once you committed a sin, you can't make up for sinning in the past by keeping the law perfectly in the future. There is a mixture there, but it's not hopeless. In other words, the sinner can be aroused by the gospel, and his conscience can be smitten. God has written his laws in everyone's conscience, and we can turn to the Lord. Otherwise, what's the point? Jesus says, "Come unto me." Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. "I wanted to bless you, but you would not." So obviously God wants man to come to him, and it's not something innate within man. If it were, and God had to cause man to come, then what is this weeping over man? "You wouldn't come to me." No, obviously we can either believe, or we can either receive or reject Christ.